how you manage your opposite sex friendships in life, kind of like a landmine. You can either step over the difficulties in those relationships, or you can blow yourself up. And frankly, we blow ourselves up in a lot of ways in terms of relationships and marriage and intimacy and pain and suffering with opposite sex friendships in the world in which we live today. Of course, we interact with people of the opposite sex, and we can do it in a godly way and a healthy way. And today, that's what we're going to be focusing on from our archives, a program where callers really share how they've managed opposite sex friendships, some of the challenges they've had. I think today will be a very instructive program for you. And before we get into the calls, let me mention that if you come to our broadcast highlights page, which is at our website, theintentionallife.com, you're going to see a link to the 20 questions that we encourage everyone to ask about opposite sex friendships. If you're concerned about them for you or someone that you love, these questions would be very revealing, very powerful, and they're available as you go to theintentionallife.com and check out our broadcast highlights, and they'll be there for you today. You know, these opposite sex friendships, for those of us in the counseling business who work with people, we see how it can be very destructive. And it may not be destructive to you. It may be something that you can manage quite well, but maybe to the people that you interact with, that you find out you have intimacy in areas of interest, and it's non-sexual, but it's just interest, and you feel like you're being understood, or they feel understood, and they're thinking to themselves, why can't my husband or my wife be like this person? And that can begin the spiral into some difficult, damaging parts of the relationship with opposite sex people. And so today, there's going to be some hope, there's going to be some help, but there's also going to be a challenge. And you know, really, today's program really launched when we got a question, and we get so many of them, but this one that you're about to hear from James in Kansas sort of set the stage to why we're doing this today. Take a listen.
Yes, my name's James, and I had a question about how you felt about people that are married that go to lunch with somebody of the opposite sex that may or may not be married.
All right. There's more. I'm sure behind James' question, there's some issues, right? I'm just going to open the phone lines to you, because a lot of people, when they heard James share that some time ago, said, I got some strong opinions. I want to share some of those comments with you. And I'd love to have you join in. And here's the deal. How do you manage opposite sex relationships, friendships, outside of your marriage? Is it a big deal? Not a big deal. All right, 888, here's a number, 888-888-1717. Intentional living, you declare your intentions and develop the right habits in God, right? In Christ. What's your intention with this? And how do you manage it? 888-888-1717 is the number. We got several comments that have been left already on this particular question. Let's start with Dawn. Dawn, go ahead.
I have found I have been married more than once, and when you try and start having a friend of the opposite sex, and you're determined, and this is how it's going to be, it ends up ruining your marriage. I know my last husband was insistent on it, and it ended up ruining our marriage. And I know in my younger years, I insisted on it. I thought, well, this is the way it can be. And it always ends up being more, because we're human, we are centered, and we're weak. The flesh is weak, and so we have to maintain that friendship with our mate. And someday maybe that'll happen for me, but right now I just live my life with God.
Brokenness. You know, the reality is, and we'll hear it, I'm sure, today, is it works for some, it doesn't work for others. And in the book, Starve for Affection, the reason I inserted a whole section on opposite sex friendships is because if you're starved for affection, you're like at a banquet table, there's nothing at it, you know? And so all of a sudden you got this friendship with a person outside of your marriage who's feeding parts of your ego, your needs, your desires. It may not even be sexual, just all of a sudden, hey, they care, they listen. I mean, that's a setup, isn't it? That is a huge setup, and can create really serious problems. I wrote about this because I've seen so much of this. I mean, it happens in churches, it happens in choir lofts, it happens in the workplace, happens in neighborhoods and friendships. And in the book, Starve for Affection, My friend, Dr. Todd Linneman, who's a fantastic friend and psychologist, sat down and created a list of some of the warning signs when you have a potential threat to your marriage from an opposite-sex friendship. Let me share a few of these, and then we'll get some more of your comments. Here's one. Is your spouse unaware of your opposite-sex friendship? Good question. Or do you keep it secret? I mean, is it just common knowledge? Hey, well, yeah, I got a friend. Here's who they are, and here's our relationship. Big warning sign. Here's another one. Would you behave differently around your friend if your spouse were present? That's a big one. Would you appear different, act different, talk different, go different places? Here's another question. Would you feel uncomfortable if your spouse had the same quality of a friendship with someone of the opposite sex as you do? How about this one? Do you prefer to spend time alone with your opposite sex friend rather than in a group setting? There's more questions. I'll get to a few more later here in the hour or in the half hour. Phone lines, busy. Loved your thoughts. I mean, let's be practical. How do you manage this? We live in a world, people in the workplace, you're interacting with people of the opposite sex all the time. How do you manage that? Intentionally, as a God follower, follower of Christ. 888-888-1717 is the number. Alina from Michigan wants to weigh in. Go ahead.
I feel that you have to agree on it, no matter what it is. I had a male friend from when I was younger message me on Facebook, and we had got to talking while my husband came home from work, and I had talked to him about it, and he didn't feel comfortable with it. So I let my friend know that we're not comfortable with, you know, having another male friend out with me, knowing him first. So I'm kind of on the fence, back and forth. It's okay, I would assume, as long as both parties are okay with it.
How did that impact your relationship with your husband, and what did you do? Did you cut it off then?
I definitely cut it off. I still want to be on the same exact page with my husband. I want us to feel the same. I know that I would kind of feel weird if he had a female friend. I think when you are married, you are one. I don't think somebody should have a friend of the opposite sex, or even the same sex, that is, yes, friends at work, them are coworkers. You're going to see them at work, and your other half isn't going to see them. But when you are outside of work and you're spending time with somebody else, you are married, and that is one. You are now one. You guys should all be able to go spend time with each other.
All right. Well, thank you, Alina. Appreciate it. What do you all think? Join in the discussion. Not only what you think, but what have you learned, and what do you believe as a follower of Christ? If you're a Christian, what do you believe about this in terms of what works and doesn't work? I can tell you from my chair, where I deal with people who are broken. I mean, that's what I do a lot of. That's why intentional living is such a value add, because we believe that the only path to true success in life is going to be an intentional follower of Christ, not just head knowledge, or not just sitting in church, frankly, and listening and let go in one ear and out the other, but applying the beautiful, powerful messages that you're hearing to your life. That's intentional living. This is a big one. This is right down where the rubber meets the road. Because let's be honest, affairs generally don't start, but hey, let's have an affair. There's a friendship, there's a connection, there's needs being met. That's how it happens. And so how do you manage this? How do you manage it? Come on, 888-888-1717. We'll get to your calls in a moment.
Hi, this is Dina Jaramillo. And as far as marriage goes, it's not just you and your spouse, but it's you, your spouse, and God. It's all three of you together. And because of that, I have been able to have some great opposite-sex friendships at work, great coworkers. The guys are like my brothers, and that's kind of how we treat each other, is brother and sister relationship, and it's been fantastic. And keeping God first above all things has helped us make sure that our relationship is strictly professional. And we can still get together outside of work and stuff, but what's great is just having that time to talk to each other and to talk about families and kids, and we still talk about our spouses too, but having God first, that's the main thing.
You know, it can work, and you heard her testimony, but it also can be a very difficult thing. And let me just say, because I'm talking to you, you know what's going on in your own life and your own heart and mind when you interact with people the opposite sex, maybe at church, maybe through work or some other activity. What are your thoughts? Do you ever have thoughts that would lead to, you know, I would like to spend more time with that person, or I wish my spouse were like that person, or if my spouse were like that person, we'd have a better marriage, or I want to share with that person what's going on in my life, or you look forward to spending time with that person. These are sort of clues or signs that there could be a problem. And as the caller mentioned, keeping God at the center of your life, keeping God at the center of your relationships. And when you get into discussions with that person, let them know where you're coming from spiritually, where you're coming from with your relationships. In other words, we tend to live up to the expectations we have. And if we set an expectation of purity in the relationship, of health in the relationship, we're going to be much better off.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
If you missed the beginning, it started with a comment that was left by James. You got that there? Let's play this question that James asked me that just generates all these calls coming in about opposite sex friendships. Here's the question James asked.
Yes, my name's James, and I had a question about how you felt about people that are married that go to lunch with somebody of the opposite sex that may or may not be married.
All right, that's the question. Todd in Michigan, what do you think, man? What have you learned about this?
Well, I had to deal with a situation like that in the past with an ex-wife. I had found out that she was seeing one of her exes, you know, going to lunch with them, and
you didn't know about it. It wasn't something you knew about. She kept it from you?
Not at first. But I found out about it, and I was supposed to be okay with it, you know, according to her, because it was just a best friend, but it was an ex. And then I ended up finding out that there was other things involved. So I'm not okay with something like that because of what has happened to me in the past. But my opinion, you know, I can't speak for other people. So I think if there are two people that are in a relationship and they both know about it and it's totally out in the open and it's honest, you know, I guess it's okay for other people. But I myself, after dealing with what I dealt with, I'm not okay with it.
Yeah, it sounds like in your case, Todd, there was an honesty. It wasn't on the table. There was some other, obviously, an ex-spouse. I mean, there's a lot going on there that creates not only the appearance of evil, but the potential for real evil. And so we hear you, brother. And I'm sorry that it didn't go in the right direction for you guys. Abby is in Michigan as well. What do you think, Abby, on this opposite sex friendship question?
Well, I've been married for a long time, and what I was thinking is that there was one time when my husband had we both worked at the same place, and he had a pretty good friend at the workplace, and the friend started talking to me, and there was really something kind of sexual in it, and he was like, it was in the winter in Michigan, and he's running out to scrape off my car because he was worried about me having to, you know, scrape off my car. And I told my husband, and he was like really aghast. He's like, oh, I didn't know that, you know, that he was really even interested in you. And neither did I. But the thing is, he was, and he was, and what we did is we just worked together. And I think it's really important to tell your spouse if you're feeling, you know, feelings towards somebody else, or if somebody else is feelings towards you, because then they can help you,
yeah.
You know, and they think, oh, geez.
So what did you do? I mean, first of all, going to your husband, sharing that's great. I mean, that kind of woke him up too, to, hey, what's going on here? What did the two of you do to deal with this?
Well, I don't know exactly what, if he talked with his friend, but we just, I continued to not, you know, just to ignore any kind of, you know, ignore like what he was trying to say. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, I could kind of do this so much better than your husband could. Yeah.
Yeah, so all of a sudden,
no, whatever it is.
Yeah, your your antenna went up. I mean, all of a sudden, it wasn't just a comment. It was, hey, I'm receiving this in a different way, and I'm going to stop that. You know, that's a great reminder, my friend, to all of us that, and let me say this, it may not be that you have a problem with an opposite sex friendship. It may not be that you have an issue with someone of the opposite sex. It may not be, and you have a friendship with a person, and it may not be you're trying to transmit anything that's inappropriate, and it may not be that you have any feelings that are inappropriate, but that doesn't mean they may not have. And that's one of the reasons. If you've been around in the Intentional Living Center very long, with me at least, you know that this is one of the big yellow and red flags that we wave. Be careful. I mean, you think, well, it's not me. It's not going to happen to me. And yet we know the story is it does. Maybe you disagree. But how does it work? How have you handled this intentionally? We had an earlier call says, well, if everybody's above board and it's okay, it works. How do you make that happen? We're talking about intentional living. Here's the deal. If you don't declare your intention to say, it ain't going to happen in my life, I'm not going to allow a friendship outside of my marriage to damage my marriage or to damage their life, that friend that I'm spending time with, and that I'm going to manage this correctly, you have the potential to be in a vulnerable place you didn't anticipate. All right, let's get the phone lines for you. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 888-888-1717, live right into our studio here. Stephen will take your call. We'll get you on. 888-888-1717. All right. We'll come back with some of your calls here in just a moment.
Getting away to Alaska means you'll experience one of the most beautiful places in God's creation. And getting away to Alaska means a life-changing experience through the intentional living teaching of Dr. Randy Carlson. Step on board the Intentional Living Alaska Cruise. Get close to Alaska's magnificent landscape and get close to God. June 12th through the 19th, 2022. Your unforgettable travel experience begins at theintentionallife.com.
I want to go. You know, as I hear that, it's going to be an exciting week, and it's going to be a great week. It's going to be a week of refreshment, breathing fresh air again, and just enjoying fellowship with other believers, having time to worship together, praise God together. We'll be having dinner together. Big Daddy Weave, you hear him, of course, on the radio. He's going to be leading us in worship, putting on a concert just for our group. We're going to be in our own area when we meet. And then, of course, the majority of the week, it's you and your family or you and your spouse enjoying the cruise, enjoying the sights and the scenery and the stops along the way. It's going to be a fantastic, fantastic week. June 12th through 19th. Here we are now in March. So this is kind of getting down to the point, the deadline of making sure you get your cabin reserved so that you get the one you want. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And when we're at sea, when I get a chance to teach, there are going to be some sessions. We're going to have music and sharing. I'm going to teach on intentional living, and I want to apply it to your life where you are. It's going to be a very optimistic, positive, biblically based week as we do some teaching to be encouraged about the power of intentional living. Intentional living can save your life, can save marriages because of God in the middle of it. The power of intentional living, I believe that. So make sure you stop and get those cabins registered today.
Hey, this is Jesse. I just tuned in and I've been listening for a few minutes now. It's kind of wild how God works in someone's life. I was listening to your show on friends outside of the marriage, and it's really heavy on my heart. There's this girl at work, and we share so much in common, and laugh and joke all the time, and I really question whether or not I should stay in my marriage because of the feelings I have for this girl, and this girl has the same feelings for me. It's been heavy on my heart, and I've been wanting to talk to God about it, and I've been praying, like, God, what am I supposed to do about it? It's kind of funny your show came on, and I just turned on the radio, and you guys saved me. Your show had absolutely just made me say, no, that was an exact answer from God, black and white. I need to just drop this because it's not good. I love my wife. My wife's done nothing wrong to deserve any of this.
Hmm. That's a real life story. I was thinking, in fact, I was just writing a letter to our members, and I was talking about the fact that we're at a fork in a road sometimes, and the path we take matter. And when you hear me say that intentional living in Christ is the only path to success, I want you to stop and think about that for a minute. Is that a valid statement? You know, when I make a statement like that, I'm thinking, well, what other path is there? Unintentional living? Or just following my good intentions but not acting on them? I mean, I don't know what other paths there are. Now, in Christ is the key. Here's the deal about intentional living. There are many people in the world who are successful at the things they're going after who are godless, who are also being intentional because the principles of intentional living work. But for a Christian, those of us who are followers of Christ, when we say, hey, I want to be intentional, but in a way that honors Christ, brings him glory, I'm telling you, good things, better things will happen in your life. That doesn't mean all your problems go away and your marriage is going to be perfect and all that. Life is life. But boy, you're going to face these things more intentionally. Okay, well, today is one of the issues on opposite sex friendships. You can go left, go right, be intentional or unintentional. How do you deal with it? Nate wants to join us with a comment from Michigan. Nate, go right ahead. Appreciate your call.
Well, thanks for being able to have something to say. So I've been, long story short, I've been the one to have an affair, both emotionally and physically. And what I all boiled down to is my addiction to lust. But what I've learned with my wife right now is that to be intentional is to have those boundaries in your marriage, is that you can't have friendships with the opposite sex. Unless, here's the, I guess the caveat, if there is one to that, is that they are, you are friends together as a couple with the other husband and wife, and there are not times where you're ever alone with the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
There are instances where, you know, that can't be avoided, but we've also set the boundary where you can't have phone numbers of the opposite sex in your phone unless it's agreed upon both parties, just to safeguard your marriage, because, you know, with the enemy being the prowling lion, he's looking for ways to get in there, and a bad day at home could lead to, you know, a quick smile from even friends that, you know, that's that opening the door for the enemy to get a foothold on.
It really does. And Nate, you've been really honest. I mean, you opened your life and your personal life to share that, and the fact that you've wrestled with lust, and we know the heart is deceitfully wicked, the Bible says. And all of us, or each of us, have points. Here's what I've seen. Each of us have points of vulnerability. For some people, it's going to be in this area of friendships or sex or lust. Other people, it might be in some other area of power or control or whatever. But we got to be aware of the fact that we have different levels of vulnerability. And in your case, you're saying, hey, I'm vulnerable, man. My wife and I have agreed this is the way it's going to be. There's an accountability that has worked for you. And I applaud you. I mean, that is the beginning of being, that's an intentional living story, Nate. That's what you are, man. You're saying, this is what we agreed. No phone numbers in the thing, no private meetings. We do, if we have a relationship, a friendship, it's going to be together as a couple. These are the steps that you take. You've put those safeguards in place. Come on, we have guardrails in life for a purpose. I mean, when you're driving down the road, we got mountains where I live, lots of mountains. We drive to the top of Mount Lemmon here, nearby where I live. When you come around one of these big curves, there's always guardrails that they put in there, right? Because if you're not paying attention, you can drive right off the edge of that thing and drop, who knows, you know, 500 feet or more. And so those guardrails there, and I see, it's interesting, you see guardrails and you see big marks on them sometimes. You can see scrape marks where someone had lost control and hit them, you know, probably save their hide, maybe save their life. And so putting those guardrails in place is very, very powerful. So Nate, thank you for sharing that with us today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. You listen, in the book, Star for Affection, I went on to share some of the thoughts and some of the steps that are important to avoid these pitfalls of opposite sex friendships. There's eight of them. Number one on the list was make your relationship with Christ your number one priority, which I think is key. If you really have an intentional relationship with Christ And you're saying, hey, I'm here to glorify him, not myself or my own desires or what have you. That's a great starting point. And then number two on that list is to develop a consistent, nurturing, best friend relationship with your spouse. They got to be number one. The light you choose will determine what you see. The light that you choose is going to determine what you see in life. And it got me thinking about a passage, which is really the core key passage that I wanted to share with you today from the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, 105. It says, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And you know, that passage is very interesting. I'm going to go on in the teaching to share that there's two aspects to it. It's a lamp to my feet, which is right in front of me, and a light to my path where I'm headed. And this month, I'm talking about miles and moments. We live in the moments. Talked about that last month, but we're also headed in the miles, and we need both. We need to understand the dynamic and the balance point between where we're headed and where we are today. And how that's intentional living, what does that mean? How can it apply to areas of your marriage? And how can it apply to your work? Businesses fail or succeed in the moments, right? But it's also often related to the miles they're headed. They're heading the wrong direction or not taking stock of where we've come from. And so the lesson this month, which will be sent out in a little bit by email, is to our members, by the way, will be just a great encouragement to you. And as we enter this month of March, I just want to say this month of March, we're looking forward to so many wonderful people coming to join us on this journey that I said, hey, you know, my best-selling book on marriage, Starved for Affection, is a book that we want to make available to those of you who join us in support of the Intentional Living Ministry. So in addition to receiving the teaching, the video and audio, coming to your email, we're going to send you a soft cover copy of the book, Starved for Affection. We have limited supply and stock, and I want to make sure that you receive one. So come and join us early. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for your support. And again, all you need to do is go to theintentionallife.com. And when you click on donate, all the information is there about the ministry, about the resource, about where we're headed. And I just want you to know that your financial support into this listener-supported ministry is allowing us to do what we do, allowing us to impact people for Christ. And I want to say thank you. All right, we've got to wrap it up today. Love your comments, what you've heard. Share it with us at 888-888-1717. See you next time.